All right, so today I'm here with Ken Schultz from Jack Henry. Ken, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
And I was hoping we could kind of go in and get dirty, get our hands dirty quick. Tell me a little bit about Jack Henry, and tell me a little bit about the things that you're doing right now.
Okay. Well, Jack Henry is a company that has been, for the last 25 years, building products and applications for the financial sector related to banking and credit union. We feel like we have the best of breed products for the sector. What we find is the employees of the bank to perform the activities, the storage of people's accounts, their checking balances, the history, all the activities that are related in the art and craft of banking or in the credit union space is what we've really focused our efforts on and what we've been very successful with. Like, again, 25 years now. It's a phenomenal amount of time to be doing. A lot of technology's changed over that time, too.
Oh, for sure. Well, I'm sure you've grown a lot through acquisitions and different companies, technologies that you've acquired or kind of taken into the fold. How have you been able to deal with that kind of growth of code base, growth of kind of disparate technologies? I mean, how are you guys tackling those challenges?
It's a big challenge. Back in the beginning, we started out with products that we wrote ourselves, and then momentum began. We became more and more successful over time, and as you've mentioned, we've made several acquisitions. And every time we make an acquisition, we have to integrate those products into our broader collective. One of the most sort of visible challenges is when the users at these financial institutions are using our products. They'll use 2, 3, maybe up to half a dozen of these products through the daily course of their activities. One of the big challenges that's presented is the disparate look that our products have had, because they have came from different silos, or that they have came from different locations around the country, or different products that companies we've acquired. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge problem for us.
Now, in terms of technologies that you're building on top of right now, I know WPF, Silverlight, tell me a little bit more about kind of what drove you to those decisions versus other technologies and kind of how they've helped you get to where you are right now.
Well, again, they were birthed out of this need that we identified back in 2007. We had set out to kind of, we call it our Act Like One Company vision. Mm-hmm. And so what we set out to do in all aspects of our company to unify the behaviors and the look, the visual patterns that the users interact with every day. And so back in 2007, we began what we called the User Experience Project. Since then, we have heard that term a lot. User experience has become quite a poster for the problem at large, I think, mm-hmm. in software. And so when we started out, we began with a body of standards. We had formed a committee of all the representatives from all the product silos. Mm-hmm. And so we set out, we sort of crafted the first draft of the standards, and to complement the standards, these written standards, we began to build tooling that would help all of the product teams sort of participate in this grand vision that we have. And so we built our first set of Windows Form controls. These controls automatically sort of implemented the standards, UI standards that our committee ratified.
So as developers and different subsidiaries, different kind of endpoints of your company start to build apps, these were the tools that they needed to use, right?
Absolutely.
So this is what you adopt, this is how you build. You're able to kind of push down the standards to them.
And what we found was it was a great burden off their mind. What we found was the people and the developers in each of these product silos were somewhat saying, well, we want to be the best look, and this is all we know to do. Mm-hmm. So they were very independently achieving, you know, solving, I guess, the same problem over and over again. So they were all very relieved when we came up with the standard, the set of controls.
Sure.
And so it took a burden off them that they had been individually pulling. And so now we can do this from a corporate level. One of the hallmarks of this journey that we've been on for the past several years was the entrance of WPF. Building WinForm controls turned out to be very laborious for us to be successful at. Again, we had observed, you know, vendors in the industry like Infogistics and Telerik had been doing this, and their whole company was based on building controls. So it was a lot of work for us to think, WPF changed that for us. Yep. We have found that we can turn into, go build, deliver the tooling in WPF, and what we've been doing recently is developing a set of controls for Silverlight too, so that regardless of the platform, yep, you have a set of tools. These products now have a set of tools, mm-hmm, that can help them to market.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
And have a good next conference.
Okay, I'm trying not to lose too much at the tables.
Right on.